What's up, yo?
Hey, what up, everybody?
Schmucks.
Let's go, everybody. How's it going? I'm Pedro Garcia. This is Jason Nunez. We are HUD Post Talk. This is a new podcast that's linked up with HUD Post, and we're just here to talk about the current events that's going on in Hudson County.
Yeah.
We're both born and bred in North Bergen, New Jersey, so why not, you know, talk about where we're from?
I swear there's a lot more than just car flips.
Yeah, dude. But, like, that. But listen, man. That's a crazy thing.
For
who,
real?
How are you doing that in a one-way street and not hit nobody? How are you flipped and not hit nobody? You
it's
know?
Like, who's driving? A whole bunch of Asian ladies?
Yo, whoa.
Too much. My bad. Sorry.
Listen, you know, our producers are on deck ready to bleep out any kind of things that might get us in trouble.
They had
here.
To give us a warning. They were like, guys, just tone it down a notch.
We are also representing another... another thing, so I think it's best to lay off the slurs. No,
I'll
but this is
the,
no, this is great though. This is a cool thing. I mean, yeah, man. I was born, you know, born and raised in North Bergen, raised on 73rd Street in Kennedy, right next to the high school. Yeah, it was
nice. I don't
know
if you remember me from high school, but I remember you from high school.
I remember you from
you
high
do?
School. Yeah.
Yeah, you used to play baseball, right?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I played baseball. That is correct. Yeah. And you. And you wanted to beat somebody up outside of a club.
You were there for
that? I was
that?
There, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. Pedro. That was at fucking... Was that at Blue Mirrors?
That was Blue Mirrors, dude.
Dude.
So, yeah, this is what happened. So, this God. Is exactly what happened. It was a great night. The
we
whole
had
night,
so much fun.
So much fun. So great much fun. Night. Everybody was having fun. The whole night was great. We get back on the bus, on the party bus, on the way home. Home free. Everybody's home free.
Wait,
that's
hold
it.
On. You were on the party bus?
Yes,
well?
I was. I was sitting down. What? Yeah, how crazy is this? I was sitting down, just chilling, right? And then some guy comes into the bus and was like, yo, is Pedro here? And I go, yeah. Stick my head out. And the guy goes, yeah, some dude outside said your food. And I was like, like, you are food. And I was like, that I'm food? He's like, yeah, he said you're food.
What, did you try to kick it to his girl or something?
I don't know. I didn't do anything, bro. I was just having a good old time. Yeah. And so I went out, me being young and stupid.
What you say about me, bro?
Yeah, yeah. I went right outside, and the next thing you know, everybody ran
so
out the bus.
So you're the culprit of it all?
Yeah. I'm not the culprit. I didn't ask none of you guys to come outside.
You're right.
Apparently some guy got tased.
It was me, dog. Yo, bro.
No way.
Oh, my
no
God.
Way. No way.
Pedro. Dude, till this day, we have been trying to figure out how that fight started.
Oh, shit. Welcome to HUD Post Talk.
Talking HuffPost talk, bro. Yo, dude, till this day, we've been trying to figure out how that fight started.
That's not my problem, bro.
It's like, not. It's
I went outside. I was like, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to beat the crap out of this dude. And then all of you guys came outside. Like, three of you guys tackled me to the ground from not fighting. Like, no, let them fight. I'm like, no, this is my battle. It was like a movie.
It was an all-out fight. It was like the Warriors.
Bro,
movie.
I got one hit on somebody. That's it. I was so mad because, like, everybody was tackling me to the ground to not let me fight. And I was like, let me go.
Wow.
They were letting y'all fight.
Yes.
And then y'all got tased. Yes. You got a fat lady
dude.
With a ponytail going, light you guys up.
Bro, oh, my God. That is so freaking hilarious, man.
Yeah, man.
So the reason I got tased was...
Oh, this is too good. Too good. It's
because my other boy was fighting.
Yeah.
Right? And he's just duking it out with this one guy. And they start wrestling to the floor. And then said guy's friend starts coming over and starts ganging up on him. Right?
Yeah.
So my boy is just like getting up off the ground and eating hits at the same time. Just like eating all the hits.
Yeah.
So then I jump in. I'm like, I sneak the guy from behind. And we start fighting again. And then... one of the bodyguards from Blue Mirror came over and grabbed my arms and put my arms in such a way where, like, I was locked like this.
Oh, yeah, so it could have snapped you. It could have snapped
right,
your
like
shit.
He held me up like that, and I'm just, like, locked like this, both arms.
Yeah.
And then the other guy came from behind and was just like... Felt that shit right on my ribs.
Yo, this
but
is
the
so
thing
funny.
The thing is, I honestly didn't... feel the taser at all. Like, it felt like a tickle. I don't know if I was just, like, full of adrenaline or I was just hammered.
Oh, my God.
But, dude, I got tased that night. I still tell that story till this day, and I can't believe you just brought that up. That is hysterical.
I didn't – yo, this came up organically. This popped up in my brain, like, out of nowhere. That's I didn't think about – I haven't thought about this in years. And you know the worst part about that night, dude? Your brother was one of the ones holding me back. Oh, and yeah. At one point, he grabbed my shoulders and he goes, "My brother is fighting for you right now." And I'm like, "Let me go." I was like, "Let me go."
Yo, shout out to Bebo.
Shout out to Bebo. I was like, "Let me go, dude." Like, "Let me go. You guys been tackling me. Not letting me fight."
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
That
what
is
a night.
Good one.
Yeah,
what
man.
What a night. Yeah. What a night. Yeah, despite that sloppy, horrendous brawl, we had a great time.
We were home free, man.
Yeah, dude. And we were deep that day.
Yeah,
we
man.
Like,
you know what was
deep.
Funny? I saw that dude again at a house party. And he
wait, so who was this guy?
Some dude that I...
Did you know him?
Yeah. you know, drama.
Yeah,
it's not my fault. It's, right. You know, check your girl. Don't check me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right,
you
right,
go.
Right.
It's one of those things.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
I'm glad we fucking figured that out.
Yeah.
Though, because that has been eating at me for so long.
Why did I experience electricity?
Why are my rib cage numb?
Yeah. Oh, no. This guy has long-term effects, dude.
Shit, I could be a boxer now.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, man, I was so mad that night.
And Blue Mirrors, and mind you, we were, I don't know if it's okay to say this, but we were underage. Right?
I mean, dude, I was like 19.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, that if you were 19, then I must have been.
No, I might have been 20, 21 or something. I don't remember.
No, dude,
I was a young lad, though. I remember being that.
And I remember we were celebrating a birthday.
Yeah.
I can't really remember whose birthday it was.
Some chick's birthday. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember because it's there.
Shout out to Blue Mirrors, man.
Yeah.
We miss y'all.
Yeah, it was a good time. There's a lot of places like that, man.
You ever party in Patterson? The Clásicos?
The Clásicos, bro.
Remember the Clásicos, bro?
Bro, I remember being so blasted out of my mind on everything.
Yes.
Shirt wide open, dancing bachata.
Yes.
Everybody looking at me like, look
and
at this asshole.
Like
I'm there with a rose in my mouth and shit. Fucking.
Like, he's definitely Caribbean.
Look at him.
Look at the taco meat.
Yeah. This fuck. I look like.
And the thing is, like, there were stairs that went up to the second floor. I don't know if you remember that. And there was one night I got so bombed with a group of people. And one of my friends, as we were exiting the club, he fell down that entire flight of stairs. And if you remember the Clásicos, that's a long flight of stairs. Like, homie said, boom, 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 boom. Everybody just stopped and froze.
Damn, nobody thought it was just the bass.
They started dancing harder.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst, getting hurt at a party. Like, when you're all drunk, everybody's having a good time, and you're, like, drunk, you fucking bust your ass on a flight of stairs. Your neck hurts, but you got to pretend it doesn't for the rest of the night. You're like, nah, I'm good, yo. Like, just keep it going.
And the next day, you're in a neck brace.
Yeah, next day.
It's always the worst when people see what happens.
Yeah.
For example, there was one day, and I was in elementary school. This is arguably the most embarrassing story of my life, but I'm just gonna say it. So I must have been like in sixth or seventh grade, right? And I went to Franklin School. Shout out to Franklin School, Midtown. Holla at your boy, you know what I'm saying? So when school's out, everyone's in the front of the school.
Yeah,
everyone's waiting for either the school bus or their parents, blah blah blah. So I'm exiting the school. The entire school is outside. I'm talking about from kindergarten up until eighth grade. Gang of kids.
Yeah.
Whole bunch of shitheads. So I come out the doors and I'm like, yo, where are my friends at? I can't find my friends. Shout out to my boys that do remember this, because y'all were cutting my ass for years. So I'm looking for my friends. I'm like, I can't find my friends. And then I spot my friends to my left, all the way down on the left, and they're walking towards me. And I'm up these these three steps. So I see them as I'm on the top of the steps. And I'm like, oh, those are my boys right there. And I point at them. But as I'm pointing at them and looking that direction, I miss a step and just face plant in front of everybody. I'm talking about I face planted so hard, I had a watch and it flew off.
You threw your hands out?
Dude, no. I just went down with so much velocity and torque that the impact just like caused my watch to unbuckle and fly off.
Jesus.
Yes, it was so bad. And it's funny, what I remember about that is that as I hit the floor, I'm making eye contact with my friends. So I'm on the floor. I'm on the concrete, right cheek on the concrete, and I'm just like looking at my friends, and I had this look on my face.
Damn,
like,
they watched you turn into Two-Face. Exactly. You just scraped your face up.
And like they didn't even give me like an ooh, oh my god, are you okay? Like, oh shit. They immediately started cracking up. Like, yo, whose boy is that? That's not my boy.
Whose man is that? Wow.
Yeah, man. So this day, that day haunts me forever.
See, I don't mind shit like that happening in front of my boys. If I bust my ass in front of my boys, it's cool. It's just like if I do it in front of a girl, oh my god! I remember.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like I had crushes on mad girls.
Oh my god!
And they were all there.
I was a crush master, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Dude, like I was like, I like her. I like her too. She's cool, so I like her.
There's this group of Arabic chicks that lived down the hill from me, in 73rd Street. I had crushes on. And it was raining one day, and I used to go down their hill all the time and go and skid with my bike and look cool as fuck and just keep
like
going.
I'm here.
Like, yeah, all the time. I used to do that shit. And they used to fucking giggle and shit when I did that. So I was like, I got these. I was like 10. And one day it was like fucking raining hard, and then it stopped, and it was wet as fuck down here. And I remember thinking to myself, I was like, I shouldn't do this. I was on top of the hill. I was like, maybe I shouldn't fucking try to slide down this hill.
This can be bad.
Yeah. So I'm booking it down the fucking hill as hard as I can. And I see them there on the porch, like, looking down. So I'm like, all right, now's the time. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those bikes where you have to go backwards with the pedal to brake.
Oh, yeah, fixed one.
Yeah, yeah. So the skid was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I do that, the bike goes flying. And I land on my ass, and I'm just sliding on my ass down the hill. Bro, I broke my tailbone.
You did?
Yeah. Right in front of those bitches. And I got up like, ah! They were laughing. I was like, ah, it's funny, right? And I was fucking walked up all the way up my hill.
What the fuck?
I fucked my shit up. Yeah.
The things you do.
Things you do for pussy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, shit.
Ah, fuck. Growing up was fun. I had a fun childhood.
I was going to say the things you do for pussy is a perfect segue for one of the topics.
Oh, it is. Yo, the things you do for pussy is a great segue for the topics. Guys, we're going to we got to talk about fucking Mr. Menendez.
Oh,
dude. You could take the Cuban out of Cuba.
Aren't you Cuban?
Yeah. And I'm Cuban. This guy couldn't hold it in. This guy couldn't hold it in for a few more years, bro. A few more years till he fucking retired. You had to fucking let loose. Hey, man, I dig it. This guy was hiding it's like $780,000 in cash in his crib. Jeez. He was hiding in his closet like they were hiding Elion.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
these Egyptian motherfuckers gave him a car, bro.
Dude, not only did they give him a car, it was a Benz, right?
Yeah.
A Benzo with the tinted windows. Mm-hmm. And they gave him cash, and they gave him gold bars.
Yo, gold bars that look like Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Like like they have like if you look it up, look at these things, man.
Oh my god.
They're inscribed with crazy lettering. Like that's definitely some weird stuff,
too.
You know what I'm saying? The kind of weird stuff that Jay-Z and Beyonce are into.
Sheet.
You know what I'm saying? Cuz there's a lot of symbolism, a lot of shapes in there.
New World Order type of shit.
Yeah, for sure. He's in deep with some very rich folk.
Isn't Bob Menendez from Union City?
Yeah,
I might be wrong.
Man.
He is, right?
Yeah, he's from Union City, and he couldn't hold in
What, I mean, dude.
Yeah, like, I mean, come on, man. That's
Union City.
He had $70,000 cash in a tracksuit, in a windbreaker tracksuit. If that isn't Hudson County, then I don't know what is.
That motherfucker was outside Las Americas talking about, Dímelo, hey, I said it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dímelo, I said it.
Bro, his girlfriend.
Hey, hola, chico.
His side chick is a waitress at Noches de Colombia.
I knew it.
Yeah. No,
and she's
for
probably
sure.
30 years younger.
Yeah.
Yo, Bob Menendez. Bob Menendez,
shout out to you, dog. You married my parents, by the way. So, thanks, brother.
You got a new son-in-law, bro.
You gotta
hook him up.
You got a direct product of what you brought two people together.
Eventually, we're gonna need funding for this podcast, brother.
So. Oh yeah, please. Hey, listen, man. I don't blame you for it, dude. Hey, politics is dirty, anyways. You're just playing the game.
Are you into politics at all?
Nah, I could care less, man. The world's going to end.
Well, not to be a grammar Nazi, but if you can care less, that means you care somewhat.
Then how come I hear so many people saying can't care less?
Because they're all using
I couldn't
it
care
wrong.
Less.
Yeah,
we're reporting live from Frank's Pizzeria in North Bergen,
oh,
New Jersey.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. And shout out to Frank's Pizzeria. Shout out to John for letting us do this,
man,
over here.
Word up, man.
We're here, you know, just we're doing it the Hudson County way. You know what I'm saying? We're here
I hope
being
you guys
authentic.
Can catch the paintings in the
yeah,
back.
Look at this, man. This is what we want. This
some
is authenticity.
Italian shit.
You know what I'm saying? It smells fucking banging. I might get some garlic knots before I head out.
Word up. I might get some Zeppelins or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Now, shit, I might even jump back there and do some Vio Satumboca, you know what I mean? I'll be whipping it up.
Yeah, this guy's some Vio Satumboca. You know, I don't know what the hell that is.
But, yo, I've been coming here, like, since I was in elementary school.
Ah, see? Yeah, because he's a Midtown cat.
I am. This is in the heart of Midtown.
Yeah.
You know, Frank's Restaurant. I believe it was in the talks of Best Pizza in North Bergen.
Yeah. Right? Yeah,
I don't think
they
got
that
far. I don't know why.
I'm not sure.
Who paid HuffPost, bro?
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll find out. We'll find out sooner or later. But what was I going to say? Speaking of Midtown, remember the 2000 gangs, bro? Gangs in the 2000s?
Oh, God, you going there. Yeah.
So
yes, I do.
Yeah, so
yes, I
there
do.
Was
very
there
much.
Was like three gangs in the early 2000s.
No, Bobby, there was a lot more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a few that I know.
I mean, because even West New York gangs were in the mix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because like of course they had the downtown, midtown, and uptown.
Yeah,
they had West New York. They had 60th. They had UTZ.
UTZ 617.
They had all of that, bro. Yeah. And like
88th.
Walking down. Yeah, that's right. 80th as well. Uptown and 80th. 39 was right. 39 was different than UTZ. And I went to high school from the years 2003 up until 2007, and like,
God damn,
yeah, dude.
I'm sorry.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not far from you.
What year did you graduate?
2009.
Oh, you right there, bro.
Yeah, but I could, yeah.
But shit, I remember, man. Like, I remember it was distinguishable with who was in whatever gang. Mm-hmm. Like for some reason, 60th. Were only allowed to wear white tees. And I think Uptown or 88th Street, they were wearing red. I think Midtown was gray, and I might be wrong with this. Midtown heads, please correct me on that. Downtown was some sort of color. We don't really know much about downtown. Shit, but I remember walking down the hallways and like everybody was just banging their shit. Everybody was giving somebody else wedgies. You know what I mean? Fucking swirlies and shit, man. Like,
I remember my cousin came to chill at my crib, and he was like a Latin king.
Oh wow!
And he was like, "Oh, you got gangs here?" I'm like, "Yeah, there's this, there's that." He was like, "Shut the fuck up!" It's like, no,
word
no,
up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. But I remember growing up, like for some reason, UTZ. That's like Union City dudes, right? I'm like, yes. Why they got ponytails?
Yeah. Why are they named after chips?
Yeah, they all have ponytails. Nobody else had ponytails.
It used to be a bag of chips, yeah. Motherfuckers. You'd be like, "Yeah, that's those are our chips."
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, yeah, Utz, motherfucker.
Yeah.
There
you go. Yeah, black and gray. 60th was white. Mm-hmm.
Damn, so North Bergen just had, we had different street number gangs that were like fucking high school teams.
Yeah, because like for, as far as the streets go, I think downtown started like at the brink of downtown, right before Jersey City or Union City, up until Midtown. I think Midtown started in the 30s, and Midtown went all the way up to the 50s or the 60s. Anything past that is just like uncharted territory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was crazy. I remember being a kid and it was like kind of unsafe to walk around a little bit.
It was at one point.
Like, yeah, like you would get robbed. Like, you couldn't have a chain or anything like that.
Yeah, robberies were very frequent. I mean, we were very fortunate enough to, like, not have any gun violence. Mm-hmm. There were stabbings.
No, it was just,
shit,
yeah, like people got stabbed.
Baseball
but like,
bats and shit like that. Like, I mean, like, I saw a gun every now and then. But
machete
like,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. Machetes and shit like
if
that.
If you saw a guy walking with a stiff leg.
He probably got hit.
He got a machete there chilling, waiting for it.
And Trinis were big too. Trinis and DDP were big in high school. I mean, they're still around.
So
too,
funny. I used to hang around with all those kind of people, man.
Yeah, I know. I know a few people that used to bang with them.
Damn, bro.
Fun is a.
Yeah, I used to go to gangsta ass parties when I was a kid, bro.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Being like 15 and dudes were like holding flags up, and I'm there like, I'm just here to dance a bit.
I'm just here for a good time.
I'm just here to grind on ladies. Right.
Shit, mad like fucking mad weed smoke, mad Hennessy.
Oh my God, dude, those were the days. I remember party hopping. Like, literally, you would have no plans and just like walk outside and walk.
And it'll be the greatest night of your life.
Yeah, and you'll hear like. Music coming from a house, and you walk in, and it's a fucking house party.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, you walk in, they're like, oh, yeah, come in.
Yep. And that's exactly how it was.
Yep.
It wasn't even a holiday. It was just like,
yeah, somebody threw a party, and you walked past, and you're like, oh, can I come in? And then they literally go like this, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You seem all right.
Yeah.
And they let you in.
Like, you'll be at school on Friday, and then everybody's going to be like, hey, are you going to go to the whatever house party? Yeah, I'll be there. Boom. Everybody's there.
Yeah, I remember being at a party where it was like popping, and they were like denying people, and they denied one kid, and that kid grabbed the brick and threw it right through the window.
Really?
Yeah, like on like 83rd Street, 84th Street.
I totally
it was like
see
a
that.
It was in the nice part of Upbringing.
I
remember. I
totally see that. What about remember the reggaeton parties?
Those were the only parties.
Yeah, bro.
Dude,
yeah, straight perreo, bro. As like teenagers, bro, we straight perreando, bro.
I remember my first high school party that was like that. Like I've been to like parties like in grammar school, like high school parties, like they were okay. But this was like the high, like people were fucked up. I remember I didn't drink at all. I didn't have a drop. I was just looking at people drinking, and I was like, oh, this is crazy, bro. I remember getting my first hickey that night, bro. I was dancing with some girl, and then she just turned around and started making out with me. I was like, all right, cool. And she started doing this thing on my neck, and I never had a hickey. Yeah, so cool. I was like, all right, yeah, cool, go ahead. Yeah. I get home, bro. It looked like I had SARS or some shit. It was like had this. It was like this. My mom saw it. She was like, you think you're a man? I'm like, why? What? And I look in the mirror. And my dad's looking at me. He's like, that's fucking stupid, man. He goes, you let her do that? Why? He's like, no, all the girls are going to look at that. And I was like, oh, I was freaking out. Yeah. But no.
You know, they're still giving out hickeys to this day.
Yeah. Dude, I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Getting bit. What is wrong with you, lady?
Like, I guess the sensation of getting your neck sucked on, maybe it's something that you can like. But you got to think about the outcome.
Yeah.
You're going to look like you have... fucking AIDS or
something. I'm gonna go karate chop you. Give me a hickey,
and the next thing you know, you're in the next morning putting fucking toothpaste with a spoon over it, trying to like rub it out.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. I remember making out with a chick, and she was like biting my lip really hard, and I was like, "Why are you doing?" Like, I stopped her. I was like, "Stop! What are you doing this?" She was like,
"Ouch!
I like vampires." I was like, "I'm leaving." Like, what do you mean you psycho? This has got to do with me.
Go watch Twilight.
Yeah, I know it's fucking. What was I supposed to do? Like,
do you like vampires?
Yeah. I like vampires. Oh, you do? What idiot. Stupid. That was in college.
Telling you, the things you do for pussy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Speaking of things you do for pussy, I do not want to go into this.
You already know what I'm talking about.
MJ, I told you.
You signed up for this, brother.
I don't think we could get into it after that. That was
not the way we.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that. It's already. It's yeah.
It's currently a garbage truck right out.
Yeah, and on that note, garbage. Guys, thank you so much for listening. This is.
Yeah, we're heading out.
Yeah, this is Jason Nunez.
Jason Nunez, Pedro
Garcia. Yeah, you see that's how good of friends we are. This has been the first pilot episode of HudPost Talk.
That's right.
HudPost Talk. Oh no, we got a few things to shout out. We're still figuring it out, you know.
First and foremost, shout outs again to Frank's Restaurant.
Yeah, thank you for Frank's Pizzeria for letting us, do our podcast
here. Hang out here. I think that shit is fire.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hudson Burgers and Beers. They're right next door. I might just go grab a beer real quick after this. You know what I'm saying? Watch the rest of the Cowboys game if they didn't get their ass kicked.
True. Shout out to John for letting us do our thing here.
My boy John, yo, appreciate John. You, God.
And sure. And a shout out to HudPost for letting us do this as well.
Yeah.
You already know this is HudPost Talk. I'm Pedro Garcia. Jason Nunez signing out. See you guys later. Good night.